Senator Marsha Blackburn, Trump's advantage in New Mexico, Pennsylvania is all over fracking. By Robert Krajicek on November 3, 2020. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, said on Tuesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily that President Donald Trump's political advantage in Pennsylvania and New Mexico is grounded in the issue of fracking. Democrats feel like Trump might end up winning this thing in Pennsylvania, and it's all over fracking. It's the same thing in New Mexico. You've got a 130,000 people of the 2.9 million residents in New Mexico that work in the oil and gas industry. And after that second debate, they're going, "Hey there, buddy. I'm not going to vote for you. You're going to end my job. You're going to transition my job out of here. No way." And so that rate has flipped there in New Mexico. The U.S. Energy Information Administration, EIA, identifies New Mexico as among the top 10 states in terms of energy production given its oil and gas production. In addition to its dramatic vistas, the state has a wealth of fossil fuel, mineral, and renewable energy resources, including substantial oil and natural gas reserves, abundant sunshine, and a significant portion of the nation's known uranium reserves. Crude oil, natural gas, and coal production help place New Mexico among the nation's top 10 energy producers. Pennsylvania is the second largest natural gas-producing state after Texas, according to the EIA. It was also the third largest coal-producing state in the nation in 2018, the second largest coal exporter abroad, and the third largest net supplier of energy to other states, after Wyoming and Texas. "Listen. We're going to pick up some House seats in Pennsylvania," predicted Blackburn. "The president is doing so well there, Republicans have outvoted Democrats in the early vote." Blackburn linked many pollsters to left-wing cancel culture. "The left has gotten into the cancel culture and is practicing what I call intellectual isolation," Blackburn remarked. "Their mind is made up. They don't want to hear a counterpoint to what they think is their point, so they're not even talking to people that are in the center or are center-right." Blackburn continued, "They're not talking to them. They don't think they count. So they don't listen to them. What you have is not really the shy Trump voter. It is that the pollsters and pundits are not even listening to the Trump voters, because they don't think they count." Biden and Democrats have repeatedly called for a ban on fracking and broader end of fossil fuel consumption in pursuit of what they call climate change and global warming. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.